Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 294 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for December 19th is reflect on a time you were traveling and had a difficult time making it to your destination. Describe the memories you made and how you look at those times fondly, even though at the time things were not going as planned. How can you apply this mindset to pursuing your dreams and enjoying the journey as you search for your treasure? Do you remember that one time? Is that a question you ever ask when you get together with friends or family? Remembering times when things did not go as planned on a trip or vacation, but you look back at them fondly now. A few years ago, our family went on vacation to the Great Smoky Mountains of Tennessee for a vacation in and around Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg. I have always had an interest in hiking and have done some small hikes during the day, but nothing overnight or super serious. I was excited on this vacation because I felt like our kids were finally old enough that we would be able to go on some family hikes and enjoy our time together. So leading up to the vacation, I scouted out some trails that I thought would be good for the whole family. The first day we were there, we drove to an area that was not as common for heavy hiking traffic. We got out and made sure we had some snacks and water and took off. It was beautiful, heavily wooded, with several waterfalls along the way. After a while, we started to get tired, especially the kids. This was not a trail that was in a loop. It was a trail that supposedly led to a waterfall, according to the information I had gathered. As we continued further and we started to climb higher and higher in elevation, our strength started dwindling. The trail was not heavily traveled. We did not pass anyone coming back from the end of the trail, and only one younger couple had passed us, traveling in the same direction. As we stopped to consider our choices, I realized that the mileage listed in the information may not have been accurate, but I really wanted to see that waterfall that it talked about at the end of the trail. However, looking into the eyes of my wife and kids, I realized that we needed to turn around and head back. Hunger and lack of strength were increasing by the minute. So we turned around and traced our steps back on the trail toward where our vehicle was parked. As we returned, the younger couple who had passed us earlier came past us again. We asked how the waterfall was at the end of the trail. They said there was no waterfall, just a small campsite area. When we came into sight of our car, it was a great feeling. We had only been gone for a few hours, but it felt like we had just survived a great ordeal. We headed into town and found a restaurant to eat at. This story will go down in our family history as one of those times when we will say, "Remember when Dad took us on that hike in Tennessee?" And while it may have seemed like a failure on the surface, it actually accomplished several things. Number one, it allowed us to spend time together as a family, away from other distractions. Number two is it gave us something hard and challenging to do, and forced us to work through to a solution together. And number three is it gave us a great moment in our lives. As Ryan Holiday said in his book, The Obstacle is a Way, this moment is not your life. It's just one moment in your life. As many of us as teachers near the end of a semester, or if we are a coach at the end of a season, or even if we are in the middle of a semester or a season, we may feel like our family felt during that hiking excursion, We can't see the end in sight. Our energy is running low. We're frustrated because things are not going as planned. The information we thought we gathered has turned out not to be accurate. And it feels like we are in the middle of something that we will never get out of. But this is where we can make the decision and take action to enjoy the journey. This does not mean that we have to be oblivious to negativity, problems, or challenges. On our hiking trip, we still had to deal with our negative feelings of being hungry and tired, and the problems and challenges of whether to keep going or turn around and successfully find our way back to our starting point. But it does mean that while we are focused on finding a solution to the negativity, problems, and challenges, we can also appreciate the moments that make up our lives. Because many of those moments may not be what we choose initially, but they have become part of our story, and they are indispensable to our growth and development. So how about you? Can you reflect on a time you were traveling and had a difficult time making it to your destination? Can you describe the memories you made and how you look at those times fondly, even though at the time things were not going as planned? How can you apply this mindset and take action to enjoy the journey as you pursue your dreams and search for your treasure? As I reflect back on this event during our family vacation, I think about, what is the purpose of family vacations? Is it to explore new areas, see amazing things, and do things we've never done before? Or is it about spending time with our loved ones and creating memories that bond us together? The same goes for the pursuit of our dreams and the success that we are after. The dreams that we have and the big actions we take and the amazing accomplishments we want to achieve are simply the vehicle for us to take action. But our real treasure is experiencing soul success as we discover and live our unique purpose and give away our gifts and abilities through the relationships and connections we create with others. And when we can enjoy the journey of writing our own story, we will increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.